back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. The restored internet connection. The Eagle has landed. We're back on the internet, guys.
Matt, you paid your internet bill real quick this morning, huh?
I got to pay my internet bill.
Apparently.
It quit on me for 45 minutes, and I'm over there on a cell phone with no power, plugged in with a 4-foot cord, for God's sake. But I care about my listeners. I'll go to the end of the earth. All right,
and
we're going.
Sam was
David
using
Milwaukee,
some...
my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, right. David Milwaukee?
Hi, Matt. Great show as always. I'm hearing an echo.
Yeah, Luke, hang up. Maybe the mic call in line. Just hang that up. Okay, you still getting an echo?
No, that's better.
Okay.
No, it is, but I'll try to deal with that. Matt, I just wanted to offer a correction and a resource for you.
Okay.
Regarding that guy from Texas at Bentley.
Yeah.
Did you read the Rolling Stone feature article about him?
No.
Okay. They right on the headline, they call him a hardcore Texas leftist. And you represented him as being from the right.
Well, he agrees with Trump. He agrees with Crooked Mike Pompeo, and he agrees with Tucker Carlson and Lying Josh Hawley.
If you read the article, he's all about, he's been following the Ukraine situation since the U.S.-sponsored revolution in 2014. And he is concerned about the influence of the Nazis in Ukraine.
Well, I'll tell you what he is he hates the United States, and he says that I'm with Putin. And who else is with Putin? The Democratic Party's not with Putin. Trump's with Putin. Josh Hawley, Tucker Carlson are with Putin, and also Crooked Mike Pompeo. They're all with Putin. Nick Fuentes, the white supremacist on the American whatever pack that Marjorie Taylor Greene spoke to in Orlando last week, led a crowd of Putin, 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 a cheer. Putin, Putin, Putin. They are rooting against the United States. And this guy that I meant, Lee, his middle name is Texas. There aren't a lot of leftists whose middle name is Texas. There aren't a lot of leftists who like Putin, and there are not a lot of leftists who agree with Crooked Mike Pompeo, lying Donald Trump, Tucker Carlson, and Josh Hawley. I don't know any others, and that ain't this guy. He's living in the Donbass, Putin lover. Putin is a Nazi, Dave. Putin is the Nazi. Putin is the Nazi. So where do we go from here? Now, I have an idea. It may or may not be very popular, but we need a human flesh search that targets Putin, Sergey Lavrov, Dmitry Medvedev, and about a dozen of his major oligarchs. What do I mean by that? In China, they invented the human flesh search. It started out with a guy who abused an animal, and millions of people tracked him online, attacked him online, hated on him online, and he finally ended up committing suicide. When you have a country, they have 1.5 billion people almost, and you have a human flesh search of everybody after you. Why are we not publicizing the whereabouts, the money that they stole, the location, and the CIA knows all this, the location of their wealth that they stole, and just put it out for all of the Russian people? Hundreds of millions of people, put it out around the world and declare a human flesh search. It doesn't have to be the U.S. government. It can be individuals. And let's get Sergey Lavrov, let's get Vladimir Putin, and let's get Dmitry Medvedev, and let's get these oligarchs, not just confiscate their yachts when they pull into Mallorca, but as they, just so everybody knows where they are, they're not going to walk any dark streets to a good Italian restaurant nearby, I'll tell you that. And this is very similar to Adolf Hitler when Colonel Stauffenberg tried to assassinate him. It's against American law right now for the American government to advocate or engage in the assassination of foreign leaders. For very good reason, you don't want reciprocity, you don't want retaliation. And so we should not do that. But what I can foresee as this goes forward, more and more people understand that one way to have averted World War II would be to have killed Adolf Hitler before 1939, actually before Kristallnacht. If they had done that, there were anti-Semitic people in the leadership in Germany, but they were much more rational, much more risk adverse. And here's a very sad fact about Germany. Even with the Versailles Treaty, even as it dragged them down and got them angry, their economy was so productive. They had such a workforce that if they had simply competed economically, and they could have unilaterally in 1939 or 40 said, we're rejecting the Versailles Treaty. We're not paying anymore, and we're not going to be restricted anymore. What, you think the US and the UK would have invaded them? Are you giving me, are you kidding me? And by the 50s, they would have been the dominant country in Europe anyway. Looks like we have another caller. Shall we screen him and I'll put him on? Looks like Bill of Shorewood. Bill of Shorewood, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind, Bill of Shorewood?
Good morning, Matt. Just a brief digression. The Department of Labor has just issued its jobs report for February. A giant increase in jobs, 678,000 jobs. Unemployment rate fell to 3.8. Thank you, Matt.
Boy, that is terrific news. You know, here's the thing that kills me the most. That's good data from Bill of Shorewood. This is in 1 month, by the way. 680,000 new jobs and under 4% unemployment. Some of these figures are the best, some in 40 years. And everybody goes, I don't like Biden on the economy. These are the Republicans, by the way, who say that. I don't like Biden on the economy. What is about prosperity you don't like? What is about full employment you don't like? What is it about the stock market went through the roof under Biden for a year? Now it's down slightly because of Ukraine. Ukraine, remember, where Trump said, I'm not giving Zelensky anything until he gets dirt on Biden. Trump just comes out and says, I can see a major war in Europe and China will take over Taiwan. The thing that has motivated Putin, Fiona Hill said this. The thing that motivates Putin is that he knows we're divided. And why are we divided? We're divided because the right in this country is still contesting the legitimacy of Joe Biden. That's why we're divided. Because the right contests the legitimacy of our elections and has acted Putin-like. And the only people standing up to it are Mitt Romney, Liz Cheney, and Adam Kinzinger. That's it. Every other one of them is doing Putin's work. They are spawn of Putin. The Republican Party is spawn of Putin. We do not want them. And so when they start making up absolutely fake data, what's wrong with full employment? What's wrong with full employment? What's wrong 680,000 new jobs? What's wrong with prosperity and even slightly down the stock market because of Ukraine? It's gone through the roof. Listen, we're coming to the end of a show. It was a great show. Sorry, I was knocked off the internet for about three quarters of the second hour. Nobody's fault. And that's not going to happen again. However, we muddled through on a cell phone with a very short power cord. And thank you guys for calling in with the echoes. We will resolve. We're coming to the end. Matt Flynn Direct, we'll be back same time, same place on Monday. Have a great weekend. Matt Flynn Direct signing off now.
I'd jump right on a big bird, and then I'd fly. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn.